What could you learn from researching over 1,000 leaders in the Bible? Here's a sample from Steve Moore, president of Next Leader, from his book, The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible.
When leaders experience significant failure, they lose confidence. And when they lose confidence, their insecurity gains the upper hand. Their internal leadership identity seesaws. They try to counter insecurity with false confidence, bragging about what they've done or who they know. You've likely been around leaders who've done this, because everyone is tempted to do this at one time or another. The seesaw tendency is easy to spot and annoying to be around. When leaders overcompensate, followers and fellow leaders can see it happening. The pairing of lower confidence and higher insecurity creates a negative feedback loop. When insecure leaders act in false confidence, they are likely to experience more failure, which in turn lowers their confidence and fuels even greater insecurity. You can see where this is going. But here's the bigger problem. Insecurity in the life of a leader undermines loyalty in the life of a follower. Let that sink in for a moment. The leader's insecurity undermines the very followers who want to support the leader. This irony plays out vividly in Saul's life.
This audio excerpt is from the Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible by Steve Moore. For more information, including a free PDF version of the book, go to BibleCenteredLeadership.com.